Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: hundreds quit the Chinese Communist Party at Falun Gong Parade in Brooklyn, New York. Art exhibition inspires kindness and joy. U.S. officials express concern for persecution of Falun Gong at formation of new coalition. Support for Falun Gong at Religious Freedom Conference in Taipei. You are on the right side of history. Jennifer Zeng's visit to Israel. And Falun Dafa 9-day lecture workshop attendees in Moscow benefit physically and mentally. Now for the stories.
Hundreds quit the Chinese Communist Party at Falun Gong Parade in Brooklyn, New York. Nearly 1,000 Falun Gong practitioners from the greater New York area participated in a parade on 8th Avenue in Brooklyn, the third largest Chinese community in New York City, on Saturday, March 2, 2019. Led by the 160-member Tian Guo Marching Band, practitioners in the parade demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises and performed a traditional Chinese lion dance, dragon dance, and waist drums. They also displayed banners to raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Mr. Zhou, the owner of a store on 8th Avenue, and his friend Mr. Lin praised the practitioner's performance. Mr. Zhou said, "It's great that Falun Gong performs here every year. The march is full of positive energy." Another spectator, Mr. Chen, filmed the band's performance. He said proudly, "This is a Chinese march. Very impressive. I will watch it again at home." Falun Gong practitioners have been telling the public about the brutal persecution in China for 20 years. Their efforts have achieved great success, as many residents in Brooklyn's Chinese community now know about Falun Gong. While watching the parade, Mr. Jiang told a Minghui reporter, "Falun Gong improves people's mind and body, but the government suppresses them and even forcibly harvests their organs. It's against humanity. I support their peaceful resistance." Ms. Dong said, "When I was little, I believed the Chinese government and misunderstood Falun Gong. I now know that Falun Gong practitioners are good and kind people." When asked if she wanted to quit the Chinese Communist Party and its youth organizations, she said, "The Communist Party persecutes a lot of people of faith. I was a member of the Young Pioneers, and now I quit." Chinese spectators expressed happiness seeing the practitioners parade through their community. "It's exciting," Ms. Wu said. "You cannot see it in China. It's great that Falun Gong can freely make their voices heard here." During the march, practitioners passed out more than 2,000 flyers introducing Falun Gong, and more than 400 Chinese quit the Communist Party and its youth organizations. 3 weekends before the parade during the Chinese New Year season, practitioners held another event on 8th Avenue where nearly 300 Chinese quit the party.
Art exhibition inspires kindness and joy. The Art of Jen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Exhibition concluded on March 10th at a hotel in a resort town in southern Russia. Elena from Volgograd was deeply impressed by the artworks in the exhibition. "The paintings I saw today describe the principles and meaning of life. They highlight spiritual elevation," she said. "The artworks show that one can perfect oneself through spiritual cultivation and find the true meaning of life in the pursuit of harmony." Elena felt that the artworks showcase how people persevere in their faith and remain kind despite difficult tests. She said, "The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in the paintings is what we are missing in modern society. We are all pursuing during our hectic days, but we have forgotten the very essence of our spirituality." The paintings inspired her to think more about her own life. "I have found what I have been looking for, the principles. I would like to adhere to them and would like to see them in others and in my family members." Natasha, a student, said, This exhibition inspires the kindness and joy in my heart. Local resident Elena said, "After seeing this exhibition, I realized that we should live our lives with more kindness, more nobility, and more purity. We should use bright eyes to look at everything. We should love others and choose a bright path in life." Angelina said, "I thank the event organizers for providing us access to a magical world of Chinese paintings." Local artist Lev appreciated the paintings that focused on people becoming more pure and kind. He said that everyone would be able to live together in harmony if they could reach that level of being.
U.S. officials expressed concern for persecution of Falun Gong at formation of new coalition. The formation of the Coalition to Advance Religious Freedom in China was announced during a press conference at the Congressional Auditorium in the Capitol Visitor Center on March 4, 2019. At the event, Falun Gong practitioners described how the Chinese Communist Party has brutally persecuted their jailed family members and their attorneys. Yu Ming, who escaped from China earlier this year, recounted how he was tortured for his faith. Representative James P. McGovern, chairman of the Congressional Executive Commission on China, Sam Brownback, U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, and former House Representative Frank Wolf expressed their support for the coalition and their deep concern over the CCP's religious persecution. Yu Ming, a Falun Gong practitioner and businessman, was incarcerated for nearly 12 years in prisons and labor camps in China. He was repeatedly stripped naked by teams of police officers and shocked with high-voltage batons. He was tied to an iron chair torture device for 3 months. The police used awls and toothpicks to prick his fingernails, attempting to force him to renounce his belief. He was hung by his handcuffed wrists for as long as a month. Yu risked his life to record videos of Falun Gong practitioners being persecuted in the prison. Since the CCP launched the nationwide persecution in 1999, millions of Falun Gong practitioners have been imprisoned and tortured. According to incomplete statistics, 4,288 practitioners from 30 provinces and regions have died as a direct result of the persecution. The CCP has also killed Falun Gong practitioners for organ transplants. Former House Representative Frank Wolf called the Chinese regime's religious persecution a critical issue in the current era. Representative McGovern said, "The issue of Falun Gong is something we care very deeply about. We are going to explore options in the month ahead." Ambassador Brownback said, "I am here to add to the administration's support. We are deeply concerned by the Chinese government's tightening restrictions on religious practice, including for Protestants, Catholics, Tibetan Buddhists, Muslims, the Falun Gong, and others. We believe religious freedom is a universal human right. It is a fundamental right. Our country was founded on it. It is in the Chinese Constitution. It is in the UN Charter, the Declaration of Human Rights. We believe that every person around the world should be free to believe or not to believe as they see fit."
Support for Falun Gong at Religious Freedom Conference in Taipei. You are on the right side of history. Officials from the United States and the United Kingdom and members of international human rights organizations praised Falun Gong practitioners for their perseverance and condemned the ongoing persecution in China at a 2-day Religious Freedom Conference in Taipei. The 2019 Regional Religious Freedom Forum, a civil society dialogue on securing religious freedom in the Indo-Pacific region, was held on March 11th and 12th in Taipei. Sam Brownback, U.S. Ambassador for International Religious Freedom, encouraged Falun Gong practitioners and other religious believers to continue their efforts, saying, "There are many trials on this earth, and by not giving up hope and by continuing to practice your faith, you are on the right side of history." He said the human rights situation in China needs to change. The Chinese government is at war with faith. It is a war they will not win. He said that those who have committed bad deeds will face consequences, and that the U.S. Congress will pursue religious freedom more aggressively. Greg Mitchell, managing co-chair of the International Religious Freedom Roundtable, said it was time to end the persecution of Falun Gong, especially the forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. He said it would be too long for such a tragedy to last one day, yet it has been going on for almost 20 years. Benedict Rogers, East Asia team leader at the international human rights organization Christian Solidarity Worldwide, said that the strong message being sent to the Chinese Communist Party on the issue of freedom of belief would not only benefit Falun Gong practitioners, but also Christians, Uyghurs, and Tibetans. A spokesperson for the Hong Kong Falun Dafa Association said that the conference had helped raise awareness of the Communist Party's suppression of Falun Gong in China, as well as its influence in Hong Kong. He welcomed the broad support from the international community and hoped the joint efforts would bring the 20-year-long tragedy to an end.
Jennifer Zhang's visit to Israel. Jennifer Zhang, a journalist and human rights activist who had been active in raising awareness around the world about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China, visited Israel in early February 2019. Jennifer, a Falun Gong practitioner herself, was arrested for her belief and sent to a forced labor camp where she endured horrific torture. Jennifer fled China in 2001 and was granted political asylum in Australia. She has since been telling her story both in her book published in 2005 and by giving lectures, meeting with public figures, and providing media interviews. The film Free China, The Courage to Believe was screened in a city in Israel's Central Coast area. The film is a documentary starring Jennifer Zhang that tells her story. The film was also screened the following day at a meeting of an academic women's association which provides scholarships and grants to various projects. There was complete silence in the room when the screening was over. Jennifer then sat down in front of the spectators who asked many questions. Jennifer told her story to hundreds of people on Sunday evening, February 10th, at an Epic Times Israel event held in Herzliya, a city in Israel in the central coastal area. Jennifer was one of 9 lecturers that evening. When she told her story, the audience appeared mesmerized and applauded enthusiastically, some giving a standing ovation when she was finished. Free China was screened at the Tel Aviv Cinematheque, with the audience comprised mainly of Cinematheque subscribers. Human rights documentaries are common at the Cinematheque, but this time viewers had the opportunity to meet in person the main subject of the film, Jennifer Zhang, right after the screening. The day after the screening in Tel Aviv, Jennifer was interviewed by one of the main Israeli television stations. The interviewer asked many questions about what she had endured in the forced labor camp where she was tortured. She answered all of his questions honestly and bravely. Jennifer's participation in the many interviews and meetings during her visit to Israel has helped thousands of Israelis to learn about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners that is still taking place in China today.
Falun Dafa 9-day lecture workshop attendees in Moscow benefit physically and mentally. 16 people attended a Falun Dafa 9-day lecture workshop in Moscow, Russia on March 2nd through 10th, 2019, and shared how their health and mental well-being improved after learning the practice. The attendees watched videos of lectures given by Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, and learned the 5 exercises. They also learned more about the ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China. Andrei had heard about Falun Dafa, its health benefits, and the persecution in China, and had read about the human rights violations. He was shocked by the extent of the cruelty of the persecution and how much practitioners in China had suffered. André said that the lectures allowed him to understand many things that were once mysterious to him. He meditated for half an hour with his legs crossed and expressed interest in continuing to learn the practice. Oleg, 58, came to Moscow from Yalta to attend the workshop. He said that after listening to the lectures, he felt a dramatic improvement in his personality. When others treated him roughly, he didn't respond like he used to, and instead he showed kindness. As a result, the situations took a positive turn. Oleg has been practicing Falun Dafa with the local practitioners in Malta. A medical doctor from Dagestan was in Moscow to attend a professional training course. She said she was often exhausted after a day's work and was looking for a way to rejuvenate and clear her head. She said that after the 9-day workshop, she felt a positive energy and an energy of kindness. She said that she wanted to tell the doctor she worked with about the wonderful practice. Igor wanted to help his sick girlfriend regain her health and was looking for a way to achieve physical and mental fitness. He understood why people got sick after watching the lectures and knew that the way to stay healthy was to cultivate himself. He planned to study Falun Dafa books and continue doing the exercises in the park with other practitioners. Leonid had studied many Buddhist scriptures and was thankful that Master Li disclosed very important issues in the lectures. When he did the exercises, he felt a strong energy and peacefulness. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.